Welcome to As the Story Grows. I'm Brian Patton. Thanks for tuning in to hang out on Friday. It's New Music Friday. Let's start with some music news. And let's just kick it off with, I think, the biggest music news story, at least if you're a metal fan, probably if you're a music fan in general this week. And I think that is that Ozzy Osbourne has announced his retirement from touring over health concerns with his back following his ATV accident. He had rods put in his spine, and they've just been a problem for him that he's not been able to recover. And it's just unfortunate for Ozzy. His statement, he says, "Believe me when I say that the thought of disappointing my fans really fucks me up more than you will ever know. Never would I have imagined that my touring days would have ended this way. My team is currently coming up with ideas for where I will be able to perform without having to travel from city to city and country to country." So positive vibes to Ozzy Osbourne. There's no denying how massive Black Sabbath is in the history of metal. And I mean, Paranoid is just a phenomenal record. So nothing but well wishes to Ozzy Osbourne. All right, now let's move on to talk about Botch. Botch is getting ready to release the 25th anniversary edition of American Nervosa on CD and vinyl. Botch also has a handful of shows this month happening in Tacoma and Seattle, Washington. Botch is one of those bands that said they were just doing vinyl reissues and they weren't going to play a show, but they did put out a new song last year, and they have these shows. I gotta say, I would love to see Botch live. If Furnace Fest announced that Botch was performing, I'd be in on Furnace Festival. I'd probably be there. There are a lot of bands that have reunited and that are playing Furnace Festival. Like, Extol's playing Furnace Festival, and that's super awesome, but I've seen Extol. And same thing with, like, Beloved the first year. I've seen Beloved. I've seen Stretch Armstrong. And I would kill. I would love to see all these bands again, but I've never gotten to see Botch live. I love Botch, and I would absolutely adore getting to see Botch at Furnace Festival if they were to play. Which takes us to Furnace Festival. Furnace Festival announced that Turnstile will headline the main stage in 2023. Furnace Fest also announced Drain and Zulu would be performing. That is September 23rd and 24th. And that's super cool that Turnstile went from headlining the Plug Your Hole stage back in 21 to headlining the main stage in 23. In 21, that was right before Glow On. I think they played either right before or right after Glow On released, and Turnstile is the biggest band in hardcore. I gotta say, I don't love that people are like, "Oh, Turnstile, they don't sound like they did a decade ago." Yeah, they've added some pop elements, some reggae elements, and now they're huge. And if they turn people to hardcore, that's great. We should all be happy when bands get big, especially a band like Turnstile who can turn people to hardcore. And, like, isn't the thing we should want for our favorite bands is that they can then make a living creating music for as long as possible? And if Turnstile creates a wave where hardcore becomes popular and more bands can make a living playing and writing and releasing music, that's great. So congratulations to Turnstile for headlining Furnace Fest. I'm just trying to look at this list to see if there's any other bands that have been announced that I did not mention. Probably bands that I didn't mention, but nothing standout new other than Turnstile. So, coming across the newswire this morning, Iodine Records have announced that they are releasing the 30th anniversary edition of Quicksand's classic LP, Slip. This is a remastered version using the original tapes from 1993, and it includes their cover of The Smiths' How Soon Is Now. Street date for this release is March 31st. Pre-orders are available now. The mock-ups for the vinyl look absolutely incredible. So head on over to iodinerecords.com, grab your copy of Quicksand Slip, and check out their other amazing releases. In new releases, Thrice Surprise dropped a 20th anniversary re-recording of The Artist in the Ambulance, which went up on Bandcamp. This re-recording features Sam from Architects, Ryan from Holy Fawn, Brian McTiernan of Be Well, Mike Minnick of Curl Up and Die, and more. I listened to the album. It's like the current Thrice sound, warmer, a little more ambient, but it still sounds like the artist in the ambulance. The initial record was really not cold sounding, but more tinny. And this really warms up the sound of that album. So check it out. The band also announced a 20th anniversary tour for the artist in the ambulance starting in May. And that runs through the end of June. Find tour dates if they're coming to you. All right, let's talk about some new records and new singles that came out. We'll start with Invent Animate. They debuted the single Immolation of Night. And their new album, Heavener, will be out on March 17th via UNFD Records. Let's give a listen to a little bit of the new single. It's excellent. Pre-orders are up now. Also, new music from Currents is making the round. Currents will release The Death We Seek on May 5th via Sharptone Records. They dropped their new single, Remember Me. Really great, like, ambient post-hardcore track. Big fan. Currents is going on tour with Parkway Drive and Memphis May Fire. That tour is happening now and running through the 18th. The Ongoing Concept have announced their first new album since 2017, titled Again, which will be out March 31st on Solid State Records. They've released the first single from that record called Prisoner Again. You can pre-save a digital copy of the record right now. Pre-orders for physical releases will be up shortly. Let's listen to a little bit of Prisoner Again. And then last but not least, Gel have announced their debut record, Only Constant, out on Convulse Records March 31st. They released their single, Attainable. The brand new record clocks in at 16 minutes, short and to the point. Let's listen to a little bit of Attainable right now. It is New Music Friday. Two records of note. First, the new Sangwa Sugar Bog record is out today. Homicidal Ecstasy. If you like horror death metal, check this record out. It's excellent. If you have not checked out the interview with Devin that is in the podcast feed, make sure you give that a listen to. It's excellent. The other record is the brand new record from All Out War called Celestial Rot. That is out on Translation Lost Records. Check that out if you like classic metalcore and hardcore. Speaking of new records, now let's talk about the brand new In Flames record, Foregone. If you were lucky enough to have a long career as a band, you'll go through some creative and critical highs and lows. You accumulate fans across generations, and when they find you, will give you a large swath of responses to each new release. For In Flames, a band with a resume spanning 3 decades and now 14 full lengths, ask a person for their opinion on the band and get a wide range of comments, compliments, and criticism. The band is a pioneer in the melodic death metal movement and the inspiration for modern American metalcore. When the band started dropping singles for their 14th full-length Forgone, most people declared Old In Flames to be back. The band was heavy again, but how would that translate over a whole album? My overall impression of Forgone is positive. Bjorn and Anders composed a record full of giant hooks, memorable riffs, and killer solos. It is largely classic In Flames. But because In Flames is the template for metalcore, this is an album I feel like I've heard a lot. That isn't to say the record isn't good, but it's not breaking any new ground. And sometimes that's okay. Sometimes you just want a band to do the damn thing they're known for and do it well. And that's what Forgone is. The album opens with my least favorite metalcore trope, the instrumental intro. It's fine, but it doesn't move me and it isn't connected to State of Slow Decay, which was the lead single from the album. Meet Your Maker is a crushing headbanger and new drummer Tanner Wayne really shines on that track and on this record overall. The band moves riff to riff, chorus to chorus, and then finally gives us Pure Light of Mine, which is the only ballad on the record. It's the type of track you've heard from bands like Avenged Sevenfold, Atreyu, and Demon Hunter, bands that deliver this type of track on every record, and their inspiration is In Flames. The Great Deceiver is probably my favorite track on the record. Pinch harmonic riffs into Anders' growls is just heavy hitting, and it's a great follow-up to Pure Light of Mine. Forgone moves from backbreaking riff to massive chorus to face-melting solo without missing a beat or feeling stale or uninspired. This is In Flames absolutely dominating a sound they invented, and that's been copied 1,000 times over. This album will find a home with longtime fans and fans of bands who drew their inspiration from In Flames. An early album of the year contender that's not to be missed. These are your last words, so make them worth the wait. At the end of the masquerade, your time's up now, there's hell to pay. It's only down from here. And now let's talk about another album that mattered. I used to shop at record and tape traders in Frederick, Maryland. It was about a half-hour drive from where I lived. Once I discovered emo and indie rock, I abandoned listening to Christian music exclusively. When I got back into heavy music, I knew there were lots of albums I had missed out on, and Record and Tape Traders was the best way to make inroads into bands and albums I'd missed in my teen years without breaking the bank. The store had an alternative rock section, a metal section, and a hardcore and punk section. Sometimes I went in with artists or albums I knew I wanted to find. Most of the time, I just went in with exploration and discovery as my path. One trip, I came across Snapcase. I knew I'd seen the video for Typecast Modulator on MTV2, and I dug it years before, and so I snagged the band's discography. As was my habit, I got home, put the CD on, and pulled out the lyric sheet. Can You Be You? I'd mentioned in the No Wings episode last week that my politics and ideology had started to shift in my late teens and early 20s. At the age of 19, I'd started working at audiobook company The Cutting Corporation. My starting position was as an engineer and editor for books recorded for the Library of Congress's Books for the Blind program. Every morning, myself and a narrator would go into the studio and record The Nation and National Review, a conservative and liberal magazine breaking down the political issues of the day. So at the age of 19, I was literally getting both sides of the political divide at work. One viewpoint wasn't pushed on me. I read every issue of both for nearly a year. And over the year, I became disenchanted and upset about the war in Iraq, and I took a big interest in combating climate change. I was also very committed to being a Christian at this time, and I was serious about reading my Bible and studying and praying, and that process challenged a lot of inherited and learned beliefs, and through prayer and blogging and reading, I came to see my theology and beliefs shift. Punk and hardcore gave me a place where I felt I belonged in high school. My JNCOs and band hoodies didn't stand out at shows like they did at youth group among my Abercrombie-clad friends. Rediscovering the politically and socially conscious hardcore scene in my early 20s gave my brain music to connect with. The lyrics, as I read them during my first listen to Progression Through Unlearning, connected instantly with me. Insecurities will die. Genuine qualities and true character will shine. My autonomy, you tried to steal it. You had me shut down, but I'm alive since I have found faith. Faith moves the mountains as fear runs into the ocean deep. So I have found my voice through perseverance. I bought the answers even when I disagreed. You're only special when you break free from the mold. This record was an encouragement to be myself in my newfound political self and my ever-shifting theology. It's a reminder I still need almost two decades later. Progression Through Unlearning is a motto I used to live by. I still to this day will hide who I really am and need to ask myself, can you be you? And that's why Progression Through Unlearning matters to me. Thanks for hanging out today. If you join us over on Patreon, this week I posted a mini deep dive into the Dillinger Escape Plan's discography, talking about why Mist Machine is my favorite release from the band. You can find us on Discord. We had a conversation about the thrice release of Artist in the Ambulance last night. Find the podcast on Substack. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, wherever you follow the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. See you guys next week. Thanks for listening to As the Story Grows. Our intro music was written and composed by Jeremy Hunt. The As the Story Grows theme is by Bob Nana. If you like what you hear, subscribe wherever you get your podcast and give us a rating and review. If you'd like to support the show financially, you can join us at patreon.com/asthestorygrows. Be a part of our community and join the ongoing conversation over on Discord. If you enjoy this episode, share it on social media with your friends. Much appreciated, and thanks for listening. I never felt so young and alive as when I'm diving into a tomb. And now I'm learning as I listen along, and the wheels are turning, and I started a song. One good word, and I'm gone. Oh.